Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain.
I don't have to do that. Nothing. I don't have to do that.
Why does this do this to me? It's not like a...
I thought I had to mess up button again. I had to mess up button again. How do you keep the light on?
Hey,
Angela, you there? Okay, Auntie Carrie, you can go ahead and pick up in Judges 11 while we'll wait for others to join in.
Okay.
I'm back on.
Okay, I'm trying to get it to play, y'all.
Okay.
I think I got it turned down, that's why.
Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up. And they thrust out Jephthah, and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Then Jephthah blessed and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah, and went out with him. And it came to pass in process of time, that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, Come, and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, Did not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why are ye come unto me now when ye are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said unto
Jephthah, Therefore, we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us, and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, If ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, The Lord be witness between us, if we do not so according to thy words. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpeh. And Jephthah sent messengers unto the king of the children of Ammon, saying, What hast thou to do with me, that thou art come against me to fight in my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah, Because Israel took away my land when they came up out of Egypt, from Arnon even unto Jabbok, and unto Jordan. Now therefore, restore those lands again peaceably. And Jephthah sent messengers again unto the king of the children of Ammon, and said unto him, Thus saith Jephthah, Israel took not away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon. But when Israel came up from Egypt, and walked through the wilderness unto the Red Sea, and came to Kadesh, then Israel sent messengers unto the king of Edom, saying, Let me, I pray thee, pass through thy land. But the king of Edom would not hearken thereto. And in like manner they sent unto the king of Moab, but he would not consent. And Israel abode in Kadesh. And they went along through the wilderness, and compassed the land of Edom, and the land of Moab, and came by the east side of the land of Moab, and pitched on the other side of Arnon, but came not within the border of Moab, for Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon. And Israel said unto him, Let us pass, we pray thee, through thy land into my place. But Sihon trusted not Israel to pass through his coast. But Sihon gathered all his people together, and pitched in Jahaz, and fought against Israel. And the Lord God of Israel delivered Sihon and all his people into the hand of Israel, and they smote them. So Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country. And they possessed all the coasts of the Amorites, from Arnon even unto Jabbok, and from the wilderness even unto Jordan. So now the Lord God of Israel hath dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel. And shouldst thou possess it? Wilt not thou possess that which Chemosh thy God giveth thee to possess? So, whomsoever the Lord our God shall drive out from before us, then will we possess. And now, art thou anything better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, or did he ever fight against them? While Israel dwelt in Heshbon and her towns, and in Aroer and her towns, and all the cities that be along by the coasts of Arnon, 300 years? Why therefore did ye not recover them within that time? Wherefore I have not sinned against thee, but thou dost me wrong to war against me. The Lord, the judge, be judged this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. Albeit the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words of Jephthah, which he sent him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpeh of Gilead, and from Mizpeh of Gilead he passed over unto the children of Ammon. And Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord, and said, If thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into mine hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hands. And he smote them from Aroer, even till thou come to Minith, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyards, with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpeh unto his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him, with timbrels and with dances, and she was his only child. Beside her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes and said, Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. And she said unto him, My father, if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do to me according to that which hath proceeded out of thy mouth. For as much as the Lord hath taken vengeance for thee of thine enemies, even of the children of Ammon. And she said unto her father, Let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may go up and down upon the mountains and bewail my virginity, I and my fellows. And he said, Go. And he sent her away for 2 months. And she went with her companions, and bewailed her virginity upon the mountains. And it came to pass at the end of 2 months, that she returned unto her father, who did with her according to his vow, which he had vowed. And she knew no man. And it was a custom in Israel, that the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite, 4 days in a year.
Amen.
Amen.
Judges 12.
Okay.
And the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and went northward and said unto Jephthah, Wherefore passest thou over to fight against?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I'm going to give Auntie Carrie a minute to join. It's fine on my computer. There she is. Okay, there's someone with a TV in the background. If you guys can please mute your phones. If you can, please. Thank you. All righty. Let's go ahead and do a roll call so everyone knows who's on the call. We have Loretta, Daniel, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley, Hubert, Mother May, and myself, Angela. Did I miss anyone?
Amen, amen.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
So welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We are open to the love and the presence of God and God's actions within us. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. We're going to go ahead with the opening prayer that's going to be led by Sister Shirley.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possession lies. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you just now to say, thank you, Lord, for protecting us all week long. Thank you, Lord, for this day and this hour. Thank you, Lord, that you are allowing a few of your believing servants to call on your holy and righteous name just one more time. Lord, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And for this, Lord, we say thank you. We thank you for your word that tells us where two or three are joined together in my name, that you will be in the mix of them. For your word that says you will never leave us or forsake us. And now, Lord, we ask that you lead and guide us through this service tonight, that this service may be strength to our weary souls. Let it build us up where we are torn down. Put us on the path of righteousness. And make us instruments of your grace and mercy so that we may be worthy vessels to lead others who are out of the ark of safety into your forgiving arms of mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful blessing of the prayer line, Sister Shirley. Awesome. Okay. We will continue on with our program. This is the time that we do our worship song. The title of the song is God Only Knows, and it's by Town and Country.
Nobody sees you. Nobody will believe you. Every day I try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows what's the real you. There's a kind of love that God only knows. Never, 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 never. You keep a cover over every single secret. So afraid if someone saw them, they would leave. Somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows what the real you.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
We go through a lot of things in our lives, and, you know, God is the only one that knows what we go through, and that's all that matters.
Amen.
Just keep in mind that God is love, and there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you went through, but he knows the real you. That is just beautiful. Amen.
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 All righty, all righty. Okay, we did have another caller join it with Auntie Marie.
Good evening.
Good evening and welcome. Welcome. Thank you so much. All righty, so let's go ahead and get into our program here tonight. We're at the part of our program where we have an opportunity for each person to share a word in or good news. Again, if I get to your name and you don't have anything to share, just say pass. But let's start off with Loretta.
Sure. My reading is Psalms 36. It says, I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves. too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouths are wicked and deceitful. They fall to act wisely or do good. Even on their bed, they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountain, your justice like the great deep. And you, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love. O God, people take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the rivers of delight. For with you in the fountain of life, in your light we see light, and continuing to your love to those who knows you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against us, nor the hands of the wicked drive us away. See how the evildoers lie falling down, thrown down, and not able to rise. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta, out of Psalms 36. Alrighty. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Do you have any good news you want to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wile of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the ruler and darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in evil days, and have done all to stand. Stand therefore, have your loins girded about with truth, and have it on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet swart with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery dart of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Just letting us know that we are at war all the time.
Amen.
We got to be prepared. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty.
Amen.
Next, we have Mom.
Okay. I'm coming out of 2 Corinthians, 3rd chapter 1 through 6. And the subject said, living epistles. The old saying, actions speak louder than words, is still true. Much of our communication is novelist. People hear us by paying attention to gesture, facial expression. Some departments are vocal intonation. There are internal indignation for our internal attitude. They help us to understand the true message that we are communicating as we relate with others. More often than not, others will be more impressed by what we do than by what we say. As Christians, we must be expect that others will read us as living documents. This is what the scripture means when we are encouraged to be living epistles. When people read our body language, they should speak the movement of the Holy Spirit in and through us. We need to be sure that the action of the Holy Spirit are visible in our novelist communication and in our action as well as in our verbal communication. By letting the Holy Spirit complete the perfect work in us, we are allowed the hand of the Almighty to write upon the tablet of our spirit. Each person who come in contact with us can read what the Holy Spirit has to say. People can be saved and their lives can be changed because they are inspired to learn about the Lord through reading the living epistle of our life. Our letter written by the Holy Spirit might say, "Dear reader, God dwells here. I have changed this birth from within so that this life is a clear reflection of the Lord Jesus. The color of skin, gentle and nationality no longer matter. The emotional scars are healed. The past evil has been used for good. Life, liberty, love, grace, forgiveness, peace and joy remain this person. This is possible for you too. Come get to know me. Sincere, the Holy Spirit. Amen."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of 2 Corinthians. Was it 3:1? 3:1. 3:1, yeah. It's talking about ministers in the new covenant. Amen. Walking with Jesus, basically.
Amen.
Let's go. Appreciate that. Let's go with Hubert.
I'm coming out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 23. "Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Truly goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Alrighty. Next, we have Danny Man. You have anything you want to share this evening?
I just want to say hello to everyone. Good to hear everybody's voice. Thank God we did make it through another week, and let's go for another one. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you for sharing, Daniel. You sound really good and strong.
Amen.
All right. Next we have Auntie Carrie. Do you have any good news you want to share this evening?
Yes, I want to read from Mark chapter 1. "In the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the Baptist did in the wilderness, and preached the baptism and repentance for remission of sin. And there went out unto him all the land of Judah, and they of Jerusalem, and was all baptized in the river of Jordan, confessing their sin. And John was clothed with camel hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, there is one coming mightier than I after me. And latch of those shoes I am not worthy to scoop down and unloose. Indeed, I have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Carrie. Coming out of Mark 1, and just where John was, I can't read my own writing, where John was actually just preparing the way for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Next, Auntie Marie, do you have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Yes, I'll be coming out of John, the 14th chapter, starting at the first verse. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Have many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well as from my own. You do know him and where I go and where I have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing John 14:1. Auntie Marie, this is where Jesus was comforting his disciples. I'm reassuring them that he was coming back. Amen.
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 All right. Next, we're going to go with Auntie Dot. Do you have any good news you want to share this evening?
Yes. I'll read John 21, verse 20 to 22. Turn and saw that disciples whom Jesus loved will follow them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, Lord, who is going to betray them? When Peter saw him, he asked, Lord, what about him? Jesus answered, if I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out of John 21, verse 22. Most of that chapter is about Jesus and his miraculous catching of fish. Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Alrighty. Next I have Sister Shirley. You have any good news you would like to share this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Lamentations,
Lamentations number 3, starting at verse 21 through 26. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. All right. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Lamentations 3, 21 through 20, that we are not consumed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And last and definitely not least, Auntie Janet, do you have any good news you would like to share?
Yes, I would like to share from Romans 13. Walk in love. Owe no man anything, beginning with verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake up out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in tamarind and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Last verse, number 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh, fulfill the lust thereof. Father God, we praise and thank you for helping us to walk in love. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie. Romans 13:8, walk in love, for love is near. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Well, that concludes our round of good news and Bible verses. So we're going to move on over to our sick and shut-in. Before we pray for our sick and shut-in, are there any new names we need to add to the list? I understand we added Brittany Green to the list last week. Any updates on Brittany, Auntie Carrie?
Brittany's doing well. Just keep on that until next week.
I didn't know anything about it because I wasn't here, so I was just wondering how she was doing.
Oh, she's doing good. She's doing very good.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, well then, any names to remove? All righty.
All righty, Mr. You've been removed. All righty, if you guys would bow your heads for prayer. Almighty God, you are the only source of help and healing. In you, there is calm and the only true peace in the universe. Father, grant to each of your children an awareness of your presence and give us perfect confidence in you. In our pain, our weariness, our anxiety, teach us to yield ourselves to your never-failing care, knowing that your love and power surrounds us, trusting in your wisdom and providence to give us health and strength and peace when your time is best. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we have a birthday for today, November the 8th through Saturday, November the 14th. The two birthdays that I have is our very own Auntie Marie on November the 10th. Is it Marie? Our Marie or another Marie? Must be another Marie. I thought it was our Auntie Marie. So we have a Marie and a Michael. We have a Marie and a Michael. I'm going to put on there, not Auntie. A Marie and a Michael on November the 10th. All righty. Are there any other birthdays from the 8th through the 14th?
Tomorrow, yeah.
What day, Auntie?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow, what day?
Yeah, what day?
The
10th.
Oh, he's the 10th as well? Well, maybe that's one of my bad writing. I put an E instead of an O. But Jamario, I put Jamario that it was very clear. All righty. Jamario and Michael. All righty. Well, Dot, if you hadn't sing the birthday song last week, I would have had you sing to your grandson. So I'm going to ask Mother May to sing.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Awesome, awesome. All righty. Okay, well, we'll go ahead with our second round. This is where we either share a testimony, a poem, or a song. But, of course, if you would like to share another verse, you are welcome to do so. But if not, just say pass when I call your name. We're going to start off with... Let's start off with Hubert.
I pass.
Okay. Mother Maine.
Pass.
Miss Loretta. Sister Loretta.
I pass.
Okay. Brother Daniel.
Amen.
All right.
What did you say he's singing?
I volunteer for next week's birthday because I want to remind y'all it's November for me, too.
All right.
I was wondering when you were going to sneak that in.
All
Alrighty, thank you for sharing, Daniel.
Amen.
Alrighty, back to Auntie Betty. Do you have any more news? Good news you would like to share?
Yes. I would like to say, you know, I had a birthday last week, last Sunday, so I wasn't with you guys. It was very sweet. I had a good day. We had a lot of food, a lot of gifts. But Willie went to the assisted nursing home, so that kind of put a little dapper on it afterwards, you know. But I talked with him today. He's doing pretty good. He had a rough week, you know, because he hadn't adjusted good. But keep him in your prayers, so maybe things will be better after he adjusts there. And we want to let you know that victory belongs to Jesus.
Amen.
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 Bless you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you for sharing and providing an update, Auntie Betty. All right, Auntie Janet, you have any more good news you'd like to share?
I would like to share a prayer for God's purifying work. Purge me, Lord, of my folly, and empty cup let me be, waiting only the blessings, hungry only for thee. Can even the Lord pour blessings into a cup that is full? Put treasure into a locked hand, be he ever so bountiful. Empty me, Lord, and make me hungry only for thee. Only thy bread once tasted can ever satisfy me. Purge me, O God, and make me whole. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing, Auntie Janet. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you would like to share?
I pass.
All right. Okay, Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay. Sister Shirley.
I pass.
All righty. I will go next, and I have a poem, and the title of my poem is Be Grateful.
Amen.
Give thanks to God for being alive, for being forgiving, and for having a Savior and a friend. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Give thanks to God for Jesus, because you have a friend in Jesus. He stands with you when you're in trouble. He goes before you when you're afraid. He takes your burden when you need rest. So let's give thanks with a grateful heart. This poem is by Ken Pitcher Jr. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. I think we have a volunteer that wants to run the call. Okay, and the last person on my list, definitely not least, Auntie Marie, do you have any other good news you would like to share?
I think her call dropped.
Okay, I knew I saw somebody drop, but I wasn't sure who it was. Okay, no problem.
She might come back.
Yeah, unless she has something else to do. All righty.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm...
Just one minute. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, we have kind of turbulent weather here. We're having turbulent weather here, and it might be the cause for...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're having
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yes, understandable. Thank you.
And then I think a hurricane watch for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll be all in prayer.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. So before we go into the closing prayer, let's assign parts for next week. We're going to be coming out of Judges 12 in the reading. Do I have a volunteer to read Judges 12?
I'll do it.
All right. Take care.
Amen.
Appreciate that.
Amen.
Amen. All righty. How about the opening prayer? Any volunteers for the opening prayer? Okay. Moving right along. How about the closing prayer? Okay, well, between me and Loretta, we will definitely take care of that. We appreciate you, Auntie Karen, for volunteering for next week. And we also appreciate our volunteers for this week, Sister Shirley, Auntie Karen, and Hubert. So, Hubert, you can go ahead with that closing prayer, and then we'll come back with our worship song.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you give us divine healing now in every area of our life. Spirit, mind, will, emotion, and physical being in accordance with your divine plan and order for our life. We receive your divine healing, holiness, and newness of lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territory. Lord, we ask for and receive beautiful ashes, the oil of joyful mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, for we are trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give us and every person we pray for today according to John 16:23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing you have given to us, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine help in each of our bodies. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All righty. The title of our song this evening was a selection provided to us by Auntie Carrie, and it's called Take Me to Church by Cochran and Company. And I'm not ready. There we go. Beautiful song.
Was a time that I swore I would never go back. I was blind to the truth, didn't know what I had. I was running, I was searching, but every place I turned for healing left me more broken than the last. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my heart. Take me back to a preacher in a verse where they see me at my worst, to the dollar-headed verse.
To the conclusion of our program. I just want to thank everyone for joining this evening. And in closing, we can thank God for the way that he has been with us during this time. And some beautiful
Amen.
Words. Beautiful
Hallelujah.
And he's just guiding us, and he's in our presence. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
And we ask him to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave and we go out into our week. Just know that he's by our side at all times. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Everyone, have a safe and blessed week. We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
good night everyone. Love you.
Love you.
Be safe.
Mouth is yeah. I think you're ready to step up and lead this call.
Sorry to say that. You said this. I guess I'll be last. That's what you said.
I did not say that.
I'm next.
I said I'm next. I didn't say I was last. I got my list. I know what I'll be doing. I'm going by my list.
Okay.
You just have to be a part. And every time somebody says something, you feel like you got to put them in their place. No, you don't. It ain't nobody but your sister that. Sometimes it'd be Carrie, but that time I think it was God. And then we had that TV in the background. And I think that was Carrie because we muted everybody and we could still hear the TV. So if she's going to play her man, she needs to make sure that TV in the background is turned down.
I just put it in the conscious between the words. Oh, well.
Let me go put my clothes in the washer. I need to wash my white clothes. Oh, I want to tell y'all, don't put too many clothes in the washer.
Yeah,
that washer like it was about to break down. Yeah, we got a washer. You can wash all week long. Take a small load. Or, no, but the thing is, if you're going to do a large load, turn it on large. Because there's a heavy duty, there's a bulky one. So just turn it on that. It was on normal, and then it was a large load. So just move it accordingly, because it's so easy to just leave it where we last had it. But I'm going to go ahead and get my. That's all right. I just.
What's
your? No, it just started knocking.
Yeah, it's falling up.
Yeah.